USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The president on defense about comments he made about defense. Specifically, the report from The Atlantic that he disparaged fallen U.S. soldiers in France in 2018. The White House has denied the report. President Trump criticizing the media again, accusing them of giving kid glove treatment to his rival in the November election.
And you ought to be ashamed of yourself. And let me just tell you, I watched the interview with Sleepy Joe Biden, and he didn't ask questions. You didn't ask questions like that. Read the questions, yes. They were like meant for a child.
The president dismissed The Atlantic as a second-rate magazine. He called the story a hoax. Wall Street ending the week lower, the Dow down 159 points at the close on Friday, the NASDAQ down nearly 145 points, the S&P 500 off 28, and this is USA Radio News.
Can the daily recommended servings of fruits and vegetables fit into just 6 capsules? Yes! We start by sourcing organically grown whole fruits and vegetables. We ensure they are picked at peak ripeness. All of our produce is third-party tested for pesticides, heavy metals, bad bacteria, and nutrients. They are then washed, cut, and put through an advanced vacuum cold process, which removes the water using pressure. This maximizes the nutritional value while preserving the color, smell, and taste of the fruit or vegetable. The freeze-dried food is then ground into a fine powder without adding any additives, fillers, or extracts. These powdered foods are then mixed in our proprietary blends and encapsulated, locking out air and moisture. The capsules are then bottled and shipped directly to our customers. Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Protests continue in Rochester, New York, in the aftermath of Daniel Prude's death. What began as a peaceful protest ended with a clash between protesters and police. Rochester police deeming the protest an unlawful assembly after a while and began launching tear gas into the crowd. One of the protesters, Terrell Brock, told WHAM TV that he wants to see the officers involved fired.
Enough is enough. Enough is enough. And we're tired of it. And sick and tired. Been tired. And we're just fed up.
Prude died during a confrontation with Rochester police back in March, but video of that incident did not surface until this week. The officers involved have been suspended with pay. Mayor Lovely Warren has also called for the New York State Attorney General to complete her investigation. The African history professor who lied about being black will not teach this semester at George Washington University. School officials announced the decision Friday. Her colleagues want her gone for good. You're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
The unemployment rate has fallen below 10% for the first time since the pandemic struck in March. John Clemens reports.
The rate for August is now at 8.4% from the previous 10.2%. Elaine Kara-George is with the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Total non-farm payroll employment rose by 1.4 million in August, and the unemployment rate fell to 8.4%. These improvements in the labor market reflect the continued resumption of economic activity that had been curtailed due to the coronavirus pandemic and efforts to contain it. In August, employment rose in several major industry sectors. An increase in government employment largely reflected temporary hiring for the 2020 census. Notable job gains also occurred in retail trade, in professional and business services, in leisure and hospitality, and in education and health services.
With the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow shared his story of personal struggle recently. USA's Tim Burke with details.
National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow shared his personal story of recovery from drug addiction at an event organized by First Lady Melania Trump.
I was a hopeless abuser of alcohol and drugs. I had tried several times unsuccessfully to get sober. Like a lot of my peers and friends, I went through bloody hell and suffered significant consequences.
For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.